A shortage of affordable housing and a growth of low-wage jobs is to blame for a crisis in Connecticut cities. That's according to a report from Quinnipiac University and the Urban League of Southern Connecticut. WSHU's Davis Donovan reports.
The report says low-income residents and communities of color are most affected. Quinnipiac visiting professor Robert Brown led the study. He says lots of people are being priced out by younger, more affluent residents who can afford to pay higher rents, and they don't have access to a livable wage.
We've got to focus on employment opportunities that pay livable wages. The minimum wage in Connecticut is $10.10, but we find that the cost for housing, food, transportation, health care, child care, can be prohibitively expensive, particularly for people on the margin.
Brown says state policies should also pay more attention to disparities in access to quality schools and adequate health services in cities.
There's an opportunity gap of access to the resources, which go directly back to some of the structural barriers that have been in place for decades.
Researchers conducted focus groups and interviews with residents in seven Connecticut cities. Davis Donovan, WSHU News.